got a possibility.
Well, it was just a thought, you know, because we were talking about economics, and I'm probably wasting all your tape.
No, go ahead.
But, you know, we're talking about a lot of things, and we look around, and I know what brought it up, this governor we have has been talking about a $20 car tag. Well, I said, I don't want a $20 car tag. And everybody says, God, man, why? Are you crazy? I said, no, it's the only fair tax we got. Sure, I pay $150 for my car tag if I buy a new car. But so does this guy out here that's on welfare and got a government house that cost him 12 bucks a month and 14 kids that the government's feeding, which the government is me, really. And he's driving a deuce and a quarter, you know, an Electra 225, but around here it's a deuce and a quarter. And when he buys his car tag, he's going to pay like everybody else, you know, this pro rata. And if it was $20 car tags, that'd be the only tax he paid all, you know, the whole year was 20 bucks because the house ain't his, you know, this kind of thing. He don't have to pay school taxes because he owns no land and on and on and on. I said, it's the only fair tax we got. And if they raise the car tax, lower the car tax $20, they're going to raise your, yeah. So I said, well, you know, why don't we all get black together? And it was kind of, you know, wouldn't we be such a happy pair living so easy on our welfare? Riding around in our deuce and a quarter and all our friends thinking we look sort of like millionaires, you know, and it goes on. We could just sit around and get it on forever. You and I could get black together. Anyway.
Maybe I'd get you to sing one of your songs. Ah,
no. Well, like I said, I'm not a singer either, but it's the same thing. I know the chords, you know, on a guitar and this kind of thing, but I just don't want to fool with sitting down long enough to try to figure it out. And it's a lot, you know, the same way with this other stuff.
I'd always wish my mother had beaten me and forcibly made me take piano lessons.
Me too, but you know, I was afraid that it was like wearing pink drawers, you know.
Yeah, right,
you know,
exactly.
Make you talk funny, you know.
I have to, those recitals.
I finally talked my little brother into it. He's about 6 years younger than me. Well, he's bigger than I am, you know. But at the time, but I was the same way. You know, I wish that I had done something and been made to then, because like I said, now you find that old adult excuse of, well, I ain't got time to fool with it, as they say around here, you know, because I got so many other things to do.
I think it would just be great therapy to sit down and bang something up.
Well, it's kind of like shooting pool or something, you know, to get your mind off of it, going swimming. And the guys around here all go fishing, you know. They got a $6,000 bass boat and an $8,000 pickup, and they pull it all to the lake on the weekend. And, you know, they sit there and watch the worm wiggle on the end of the hook, and that's all it is. It's just, you know, mental therapy.
Sure.
They could care less really about whether or not they catch fish, because they're going to throw them back. They could buy them, you know, a lot cheaper than that. And I fly an airplane. I like to fly, and karate, you know, I do karate. I've done that since I went to junior college.
How far along are you?
In karate, and rank-wise, not too hot. In the years, pretty, you know, what have I got? 7 or 8 years. But I have the busy part of the year, like, you know, September through March, because I do play-by-play sports here. And you're gone 3 nights a week and you miss your karate class for 3 months in a row, and then rank test time comes up and you're behind, you got to go back and start over. So, you know, but anyway, I enjoy, you know, getting it out that way. And
do you do that mostly, is it for the exercise, or is it actually a method of defense?
Well, it's a method of defense, but the thing about it is, these movies have blown it out of proportion. You know, you see the guy walking into a bar, you know, and somebody says something to him and he jumps about 8 feet off the floor, you know, and throws both legs out and kills 14 people. Well, you know, a real true, if you're taught right, unless you got some kind of quack for a teacher, you'd never do that anyway, because the first thing you'd learn, the first thing that my first karate instructor ever told me, he said, all right, son, look down just as far as you can see. And what do you see? I said, I see the ground. He said, all right, look back 6 inches. And I said, I see my feet. He said, that's right. He said, and God gave them to you for a reason. And he said, the reason he gave those feet to you is to move on. And he said, he gave you a brain to tell you when it was time to move. And he said, when somebody starts trouble,